Want to build meditation into your routine? Head to the App Store or Play Store now and join us daily on Abide.
Do you ever wish you didn't have to take orders from others? That you could be your own boss? Well, of course, there's nothing wrong with self-employment, but sometimes our individualism can make us pretty bad at learning from others. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, it says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother." Paul goes on to remind us that none of us are really our own bosses. We're all under Christ's authority. Believers need to be willing to both learn from and teach each other. Children need to be willing to listen to their parents' loving guidance. Loving guidance is the key. God isn't suggesting that you quietly submit to abuse, nor does He give you license to control others however you wish. But rather, you are asked to honor parents and leaders acting in God's love because they help you grow. As we cultivate a community that is safe and respectful, we can also experience the Spirit's movement uniting us as we draw closer to God. So let's take some time this morning to soak in more deeply the way in which we can learn and grow within Christ's body. Let's begin our time with a prayerful response to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Loving Creator and Nurturer, thank you for your Spirit's work softening my heart and drawing me closer to others, helping me see you through your image and work in others. Sometimes I don't want to take orders from others, so help me to humble myself, to be willing to learn from those with greater experience and wisdom than me. I know that this commandment comes with a promise, that it may go well with me and that I may have a long life on earth. So help me to understand and receive this blessing from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a moment to ready your heart and body to receive God today. If you can, pause now to take some deep breaths. As you breathe out, release your anxious attempts at control. And as you breathe in, feel your heart softening, ready to learn and grow. It can be hard to have a healthy mix of both learning from others and growing into your own voices and gifts. So take a few moments to clear your heart of any burdens of shame or guilt, anything separating you from God. Whisper it now in confession, and then thank God for His power to cleanse, heal, and restore you. Take a moment to settle in more deeply into the presence of God, the one who loved this world into being, who sent His Son to redeem all of creation and us, and whose Spirit leads and guides our hearts to know Him. Breathe in deeply, resting in the truth that you can trust God to guide you as you learn and grow. So let's listen now to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. Reflect for a moment on how, regardless of your age, you are still a child learning from God through others. And then listen closely once more to this passage. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. Take a few moments now to meditate on where you sense the Spirit convicting you to have a greater spirit of humility. Obedience in the Lord reminds us that we only learn from others insofar as they point to Christ. So meditate for a few moments on how Christ's voice can speak through very imperfect people. Let's listen to this verse once more, this time from the Amplified Version of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, that is, accept their guidance and discipline as his representatives. For this is right, for obedience teaches wisdom and self-discipline. Honor, esteem, value as precious your father and mother, and be respectful to them. It's sometimes pointed out that Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 9 are similar to other ancient household codes that dictate the expected roles and classes of people. Paul doesn't suggest that Christians simply overturn these social codes, but he radically subverts and relativizes them by emphasizing Christ as the only true Lord. Verse 9 says, "Remember you both have the same master in heaven, and he has no favorites." So how does knowing your worth and equality in Christ help you submit to learnings from and even obeying imperfect people? Meditate on this for a few moments. Now ponder for a few more moments how God might also be leading you to humbly step up as a teacher and leader as well. Let's deepen our understanding by turning to a different but related passage from Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 in the New Living Translation. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Let's take some time to meditate more deeply on how, through the family of faith, we can come to draw more closely to Christ and the wisdom he gives. Meditate for a moment on what it means to counsel each other with Christ's wisdom instead of our own. It's through the Spirit that we come to hear Christ's voice speaking within us, a voice deeper than our own failings and confusion. Jesus says that his word is planted in your heart like a seed. Imagine for a moment what your mind and soul might look like right now if they were a garden growing God's word. If you're anything like me, the image that came to mind is probably not quite a neatly trimmed English garden. Mine is a mess of tangles and brambles. Now take a moment to imagine, under the surface of the plants and weeds, deeper even than the earth, a quiet river of water runs. Imagine this is the river of life from God's Spirit. What weeds and brambles do you need to remove from your life? How can you spend more time listening for the still wisdom of the quiet river of God's Spirit within you? Take one last pause to prayerfully meditate on this. Let's close our time in prayer. Lord, I'm overwhelmed sometimes when I consider the way that your bottomless wisdom and compassion is living within me, freely accessible at any time. Help me to surrender my arrogance and need for control, to listen instead to your quiet voice today and always. Would you heal me of any hurt from family or leaders in my life? And let me seek out and accept the guidance and discipline of your people. Teach me wisdom and self-discipline through obedience. And let me live in your blessing, that it would be well within me, that I may live a long life on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. As you go throughout the rest of your day today, keep an eye out for ways you can honor someone who is following God. Pray God's blessing over them, or send a message to thank them for leading on the path of Christ. And may it be well in your soul today as you seek to meditate, reflect, and abide in Christ.
Thanks for meditating with us today. Join us on the Abide app to have full access to all our meditations, ad-free,